Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 every day that ends in Y is your day. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you back. What a story that just was. The previous show, right to this one, Don't Stop Believing, the Arnel Pineda story. You got to listen to that, man. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. It's just wow. All right, let's talk about courage. We'll talk about your courage, okay? I want to talk about what happens when you have courage to speak up, to stand up on what it is that you believe and where you're going. Because you, what you do, your actions have impact all around the world. It could just impact what's going on in 8,000 miles away from where you are right now. When you step up, you say something to anybody, you lend just words of encouragement, you share your intellectual property with somebody. You know, what do you think will happen? You share that information with somebody. Whatever that is, what do you love to do? I ask it all the time. Answer that question and then just start doing it. Oh, but I need to know. You don't need to know anything. You know what? You got all you need right now. You don't even know what you need to know. Does that make sense? I hope not. You don't even need to know what you need to know, says Confucius Crowley. Let me tell you why. Because everybody gets caught up in the thinking game. Well, I think. You ain't stop thinking. That helped me the most. When I stopped thinking, I made the most money. God, thinking. Let me tell you something. Most people think themselves right out of success. It's crazy. How about share your message, your intellectual property, your service, whatever it is that you really love to do. And I don't even care if you're doing it right now for a living. It'd be better if you weren't. It'd be better. We're building the courage muscle all this week. We're building up the courage to go for your dream. Want to quit your job? We'll help you do that. You want to stay in your job? Even better. We need more happy, satisfied, joyful employees in the workforce that really love what it is because the output is amazing. But think about if you just shared your message with somebody today at the grocery store, what would happen? For example, you're in the produce section. Why do I always use the produce section for an example? I don't know. I'm at Kroger 17 times a day. It's a mile from my house. Hey, honey, can you go get diaper? Yep. Hey, honey, we're out of lettuce. Yep. Every time I go, I forget one thing. Got to go back and get it. They know me here at Kroger in Loveland like I'm an employee. I probably should be. I should probably just go work there because I know everything. I help people. Yeah, they rearranged the store. Yeah. Oh, you need, yeah, cereal's in aisle 11. Sorry, they moved that last Wednesday. But if you go to Kroger, you go to your local grocery store, have a conversation with somebody, anybody. Doesn't even matter if you know them. You're waiting in line to check out. It will impact their life, and they will go share that with somebody else. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, how you doing? Great. What do you do? Oh, wow. That's amazing. You know, that is such an amazing. What do you do? I'm a roofer. Wow. Holy cow. We had a storm here in 2008 in Cincinnati. Blew half the roofs off the damn town. And let me tell you something. I know you guys. You make hay when it's really good, but when it ain't that good, you got to save up. You got to store that money in the silo. Got a lot of respect for guys like you that own roofing companies, and you employ a lot of people, and it's tough. It's tough being an entrepreneur. Congratulations on having the courage to go do what it is that you do. As a homeowner myself, love my roof, because if I didn't have a roof over my head, where would I be, right? Share that message with somebody. What do you think that's going to do? Make that individual feel super. Homemaker, housewife, standing in line. Bag of bunch of groceries in the cart, couple of kids, probably really tired because moms work 10 times harder than any humans on the planet. It's the hardest job there is. Wow, ma'am, how you doing? Great. Geez, you look great today. Look at that, all those groceries. Holy cow, you are like superwoman with everything you got going on today. Holy cow. And you never know where the conversation's going to go. I've learned more about people in the checkout line of supermarkets than I learned most any places. Having a conversation, it's not just where it's convenient. It's not just, you can't work up the courage to have a conversation with somebody at church. Anybody can have a conversation with, you know why? Because at least the church we go to here, Montgomery Community here in Cincinnati, after the first song that the worship team sings, okay, now I want you to turn to your neighbor and greet them and say hello and get to know it. Well, what do you do? You got to do it. If not, you're the only person in the whole church not doing it. Okay, so you're forced to do it because they told you to do it. How about when nobody forces you to turn to your neighbor and say hello? But you build up the courage. How about turning to your neighbor and sharing what it is, what you do for a living after you find out a little bit about them, wherever you are, sharing that. They'll take that message. They'll take that feel-good attitude, and they'll go tell somebody else. Maybe they'll tell them what you do for that. I ran into somebody that's built websites. Wow. They were mowing their lawn. I just happened to stop. I was walking my dog. We got in a conversation. They build websites. Weren't you saying, Joe, you needed a website built? Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, met somebody who handles social media advertising right up the street. Didn't even know they're my neighbor. Didn't you say, your dentist, you were talking to your dentist, needs a Facebook fan page built for him? Yeah. Guys, it happens all the time. The podcast previous to this one, where I shared the Arnel Pineda story with YouTube. That's a real story. That's an amazing story. But you have an amazing story to share as well. Why aren't you out there sharing it? Because you might feel that it isn't blessed enough. Like nobody would believe it, or nobody wants to hear it, or it's not something that somebody would feature in a documentary. Of course they would. Of course they would. I mean, come on. We're all miracles. I think we shy away from that as if, well, I'm just a living, breathing individual with 18 billion brain cells whose heart beats 100,000 times a day without even thinking or asking me to do it. I'm ability to get up and wake up and stand up and go do whatever it is that I want to do. I can run, I can jump, I can speak, I can talk two or three different languages. We could do all these things, yet we talk ourselves out of doing it like we're not that miracle. Of course you are. Build the courage to go share a message with somebody. And I'm telling you, if everybody who listens to this show would go out and share a message, and it doesn't need to be a professional, written down, outlined message, just from your heart with somebody about what you do, how much you love what you do, what value that you add, just in general conversation. You know, you don't go up with someone and say, at least, you know, I don't. Most of the time, I have sometimes probably obnoxiously at an event, but I wouldn't go up to somebody and say, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. I'm a speaker and author of 4 books. I speak on stages all around the world. I have a podcast downloaded in over 100 countries, 200,000 downloads a month. Nice to meet you. And your name is? No, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, hey, what's up? I'm Sam. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Oh, my name's Julie. Oh, Julie. Wow, you look great today. What is exactly that you do? Oh, well, I'm a, just go into whatever Julie says. You'll find a connection with what Julie has to say. I promise you, you will have some connection. But if you don't have the courage to introduce yourself to Julie or to John or to Brad or to Tammy or anybody else out there, the hundreds of people, think of how many people you run into on a daily basis. Maybe these people you work with every day. Maybe there's a connection you can make with them and you two could do a joint venture helping somebody. You know, there's so much opportunity out there when you build up the courage to have a conversation with somebody in a nice way, a meaningful way, an authentic way. That's how I built my business, having a lot of conversations with average, everyday, ordinary people who do extraordinary things. And I share a lot of those messages on this podcast, on my email list, and on Facebook all over the world, especially on the journey we've been on with our baby. A lot of miracle workers that have helped our baby stay alive over the past 2 years. These people, you would see them in the grocery store, for example, as I mentioned, and you wouldn't think a thing about it. But boy, you get to know what they do. It's like, wow. Wow. I need to highlight that message. I have a platform that I can help you with. Just go with it. Would you trust your gut? Would you get the courage to build up? Because if everybody who listens to this show adds value to just a couple of people's lives every single day, good golly. Holy cow, Katie bar the door. Excitement's about to happen all over the place. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.